Today is Wednesday, January 12th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America. Daylight is a time for focused listening. As we listen, we are drawn into God's presence. With a quiet heart, we let go of our desires and accept His invitation to taste and see how very good He really is. We remember He loves us dearly. Holy Spirit, take us to this place of love, of trust, of rest. You restore our souls. We invite you now to meet with God and let His love cover you, and let His peace fill you and free you.
The theme for today's meditation is Being Made New, based on selected verses from Isaiah chapters 43 and 65, Revelation chapter 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and Galatians chapter 2. Look at your entire world, from within yourself to the world around you. God, who established the heavens and formed us from the dust of the earth, has put His Spirit in us who believe His Son, transforming us in a moment into who He intended us to be. Although we live in time and continue to see the effect of sin and decay around us, we are the first of all creation that He makes new again. It's a promise from everlasting to everlasting. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. Thank you. My old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. My old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives His life through me. We live in union as one. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives His life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God. Who loves me so much that He gave Himself for me, dispensing His life into mine. Who loves me so much that He gave Himself for me, dispensing His life into mine.
Thank you for joining us in this time of guided listening to God's words. May His words be life to your soul and hope throughout today. We look forward to being with you again tomorrow.